Good morning, and it's a Monday morning, and you know what that means. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the president's visit to upstate New York. He will be at Fort Drum. This has to do with the signing of the Defense National Reauthorization Act, and the president will also be appearing with Elise Stefanik, the Republican there, who asked him to come. And as well as being in Oneida County today, he'll fly over to Griffiths Air Force Base and then head down to Utica to stump for Claudia Tenney in a race in central New York.
Yeah, it's the president's first real extensive trip in New York since becoming president. Don't forget, he's a native New Yorker. While he is not very popular in New York overall, upstate there are certainly areas where he's still strongly popular, and they're hoping that his fundraising and his visit promoting Claudia Tenney in particular will help her in a tight race with Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi, who's challenging her, and also Stefanik, who some people believe is vulnerable.
We also very quickly witnessed over the weekend, the suspension of the campaign for Chris Collins out in western New York, who's been indicted on insider trading charges, but that seat out there seems pretty Republican in terms of the stronghold.
That seat is very Republican. As a matter of fact, it was the district that Trump won by the biggest margin in 2016. Chris Collins, though, is facing a lot of heat. He was the first member of Congress to back Trump back in 2016. So his resignation's not great for the president, certainly, but for Republicans, it's the best option as they try to move forward and keep the House.
From there to the House, which we know as the Assembly in New York, led by Speaker Carl Hastie, looks like there's been some help with the Senate, a particular race where pork is being delivered. Let's say.
Yeah, typically legislative leaders from both houses don't get involved in the elections of the other house. But Hastie had told me earlier this year he plans on helping with the effort to flip the state Senate to the Democrats. And he sent at least $500,000 in pork money that the Assembly controlled to John Brooks, probably the most vulnerable Senate Democrat there is out on Long Island. That's a lot of money, and it went for libraries and education, and Brooks has been promoting it. It's rare to see one leader from one house get involved in the elections of another house, but that's the idea behind the allocation.
Am I reading this right? Buster Rhymes for governor?
Buster Rhymes for governor. Yeah, there's a group of hip-hop members who are looking to create a new line in New York called the New Americans Line. They're trying to petition their way onto the ballot. They've approached Buster Rhymes to see if he'd be interested in running for governor. He hasn't said yes or no yet, but they have until August 21st to get enough petitions, 15,000 statewide, to at least have a ballot line and be able to pick someone to run. They say they'd like to focus on urban issues that they believe have been neglected over the years.
Who is Kalief Browder?
Kalief Browder was a teenager who was spent 3 years in Rikers Island waiting trial on charges he stole a backpack. When he got out, he was so despondent he ended up ultimately committing suicide. His brother, Akeem Browder, has been pushing for criminal justice reform, including the end of cash bail, to honor his brother. And the governor in January said that they were going to get that done. He didn't, and now Akeem Browder is endorsing Cynthia Nixon for governor over Cuomo. It's a big deal. You know, there are a lot of endorsements, but Akeem Browder is well known. And as Cynthia Nixon tries to break the governor's stranglehold in the minority communities, especially the African-American communities, this is a good pickup for her as an endorsement.
Let's go to Dutchess County and a Democrat named Karen Smith.
Karen Smith is the sister-in-law of Bill Mulroe, who happens to be a former top aide to the governor and is also now the governor campaign chairman. She's running as a Democrat against Republican incumbent Sue Cirino. The governor is going to help her raise money. He's donated to her campaign as he has other Senate Democrats. She says while she loves her family, that's not why she's running. She's running to help her community.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. You can find out more at nydailynews.com, and there's more online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.